A PDF of additional material accompanies this audiobook. Simon & Schuster Audio presents A Man of Iron, The Turbulent Life and Improbable Presidency of Grover Cleveland by Troy Senek, read by Pete Simonelli, with an introduction read by the author.
Introduction. A Man of Iron. H.L. Mencken could be a real pain in the ass. Through nearly a half century as one of America's leading social critics, he spared no figure of any public import, least of all presidents. When Franklin D. Roosevelt died, Mencken's remembrance of the 32nd president included the phrase, "He had every quality that morons esteem in their heroes." He characterized Woodrow Wilson as a pedagogue gone mashuga, a Yiddish word meaning crazy. Warren G. Harding was derided as simply a third-rate political wheelhorse with the face of a moving picture actor, the intelligence of a respectable agricultural implement dealer, and the imagination of a lodge joiner. It is thus a matter of some note that Mencken, 25 years after the death of Grover Cleveland, opened a column about the former president this way. "We have had more brilliant presidents than Cleveland, and one or two who were considerably more profound. But we have never had one, at least since Washington, whose fundamental character was solider and more admirable. He came into office his own man, and he went without yielding any of that character for an instant." That praise, however, sounds discordant to modern ears. There's an implicit consensus in American life that we know who our great presidents are. We chisel them onto Mount Rushmore, slap them onto currency, and invoke their names as secular saints. Membership in that club is hard to come by, and commanders-in-chief who fail to make the cut are, especially with the passage of time, regarded as little more than historical detritus. When was the last time you heard the names of Zachary Taylor or Rutherford B. Hayes as anything other than Jeopardy clues? How then ought we to navigate the mention of Grover Cleveland in the same breath as George Washington, especially from a source so notoriously hard to please? The easiest explanation is that Mencken lacked adequate perspective, that this tribute is one of those superannuated embarrassments, like the often repeated but apocryphal story of the patent commissioner who declared in the late 1800s,
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"